Forecast. So here on this Sunday evening at 6 minutes to six, it's a great pleasure to bring you details of the latest situation on the seas around the British Isles and to say these words. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday the 24th of August. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall and Bailey. The general synopsis at midday: new low expected 300 miles west of Rockall, 961, by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, variable 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North at Zira, northwesterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or less. Fair, good. South at Zira, northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4. Fair, good. Forties, variable becoming southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Cromarty, southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 later, fair, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, southeast veering southwest for a time, 2 to 4, increasing 5 later, fair, good. Fisher, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. German Bight, northwest backing west 3 to 5, fair, good. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4 becoming southeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Dover, east 2 to 4, fair, good. Wight, east or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Portland, East Plymouth, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. West Plymouth, southeasterly veering southwesterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 4 becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, West Sole, southwesterly 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southerly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, south 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, south 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale late, perhaps severe gale 9 later, occasional rain, good, becoming poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, fog patches, then occasional rain, moderate, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, southeast 3, increasing 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now for the more general forecast, here's Louise Lear.
Good evening. August may well have been another month dominated by sunshine, above average temperatures and for many a lack of rainfall, but we're likely to close out the final full week of this month with showers or longer spells of rain for all. Now Monday is going to be the exception, a bank holiday outside of Scotland and a day of sunshine and increasing heat for all of us. Temperatures will widely peak in the low 20s for Scotland and Northern Ireland, and despite some early morning mist and fog, it will stay dry and sunny throughout. Winds will strengthen along West Coast during the afternoon, and there's a chance of rain pushing into the west of Northern Ireland by the end of the day. For England and Wales, it'll be sunshine from dawn till dusk for most, and any cloud along the east coast should melt away during the morning. So expect a hot day with temperatures peaking into the mid to high 20s, possibly nudging close to 30 Celsius for one or two spots somewhere around the West Midlands, maybe East Wales. But these conditions won't last. By Tuesday, a deep area of low pressure will anchor itself to the west of us, and it's going to push sharp, locally thundery showers from west to east throughout the day. Cooler for most of us, with highs of 17 to 20 Celsius, but if we do keep some sunshine in the far southeast, we might just see a high of 25 degrees. And once those showers arrive, they're going to be here to stay for the rest of the week.
Louise Lear.
Good evening, my name is Patsy Straightwoman. Brand new comedy from John Finnemore and the team.
You may remember that I first encountered time travel back in Series 5. Or you may remember I first encountered it in the special for 2031.
A bumper edition of the multi-award-winning sketch show.
Jersey is overrun with dodos.
Dodos are extinct.
Not these ones. Highly intelligent, psychotically aggressive. And incredibly fertile.
John Finnemore's souvenir programme on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
This time it's just 45 minutes of the funniest things I can think of, one after another, and then it stops.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2:15.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Vigianis. Good evening.